It's 10 o'clock.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? Good morning. This is Coach Heather. Give me an emoji. Okay, great. I love the emojis. Come on in. We've got 81 in already. You guys are all coming in. This is Coach Heather. We are going to assess June today, and then I'm going to give you a little special teaching, focused teaching on positive expectation before we plan for July. Coach Betsy is with you in the chat. I'm going to go ahead and rename myself. Here's what you're going to need for today's coaching call. So if you are listening in the future from now, pause the recording and go grab the following things. You're going to need your monthly planning and assessment worksheet. This worksheet is not in your planner. It lives in the helpful worksheet section of the website under self-study resources. Okay, so go grab that. Betsy will put the link for that in the chat, if you would, Betsy. Thank you. Then you're going to need your planner, because we're going to look at the habit tracker in your planner, and we're going to transfer over that data into the monthly planning and assessment worksheet. So we're going to make data-driven decisions to troubleshoot, and then we're going to make an awesome plan for July. I'm super excited. Okay. All right. Let's see where I'm at here. Yeah. Okay. While you're doing that, gathering your thing. Oh, you're going to need your journal too, because in my teaching segment, I'm going to have you write down some things. So go grab your planner too, and a pen if you write on paper. So I'm Coach Heather. I've been with No BS since March of 2021. I work with 30 amazing No BS women every week. We meet for private coaching. These women have decided to invest in a one-on-one coach to help them with their weight loss goals and sometimes other goals too. Like, not everyone I work with works with me on weight loss. I have several people in maintenance. I have people working on relationships, like you name it. So that's what I primarily do, but you'll also find me in the Facebook group, the main group. My two subgroups that I hang out a lot in are Looking Fabulous at Any Age. That's a great one to join if you are working on body acceptance and feeling great in your body on the way down. And the other one that I'm in is the 55 plus subgroup, which is really active, and I love my No BS women over there. So, okay, here's where I think I have a reputation for being a little bit of a tough coach. I was told that at No BS by more than one person, and I think they really meant that as a compliment. So, you know, I tend to drill down. I'm from New England. We like get right to the point. And this is so, because of that, I think I'm going to run this just slightly differently. Like, normally what we do is I call somebody up and we go through one-on-one the monthly assessment. And I just think that we don't need to spend that much time on it. I want you guys to give yourselves permission to be advanced users of the assessment and get your assessing time down to do it more quickly, so it's not a big deal, because you're managing your minds around what the data says, and you're already troubleshooting your data to make data-driven decisions for your plan for July. Okay, let me bring up Coach Betsy. In case you all have questions, you can go ahead and put them in the Q&A box. See down below, there's a Q&A box. And Betsy will answer your questions there. She may leave me some so that at the end of the worksheets, if there are some left, Betsy, that you think are important for the group to go over, then I'll answer those. Okay. All right. voice is crackly. Okay, I'm sorry. Is that a little bit better? Am I shouting in your ears? I'm sorry. Let me know if the mic is okay. I can always take it off. Okay, thanks. All right, so let's go ahead. I'm going to share my screen. I want you to pull out your monthly planning and assessment worksheet. I'm going to share the screen. Okay, you all should be seeing my filled out monthly planning and assessment worksheet. Now I just need to find the chat so I can see. When we do this, the chat like disappears. It's very annoying. Okay. Do y'all see that? My monthly planning and assessment worksheet. Okay. So how would you guys like to be up here in front of a lot of people showing that you gained 1.6 pounds when you meant to lose in June? It's fine. It's just data. I love like going right into the lion's mouth with my fear and my tendency to want to be perfect and hide and all that stuff. No, I did not lose weight this month. And in fact, I'm up from my lowest about 9 pounds since last year. It's just data. And the data is here to show me what I'm missing. And wait till you see, you're going to see it like loud and clear. So I'm going to go over mine real quickly so you can get an overview. And then I'm going to give you some time to fill out your own. So put down what you meant to do up here first, whether you plan to gain Hopefully no one's trying to gain, lose or maintain. And then just give the numbers here. So see, in June 1st, I was 171.8 and July 1st, I was 173.4. Okay, so we have the number that's going to start directing us to like either like what we're doing is working or what we're doing is not really working. We're going to dig into the data to try to figure out what needs our focused attention. So, but before we do that, go over to the right-hand side on the top. It says, what changes did I notice this month beyond weight in my overall mindset, my self-care, or my personal relationships? So why are these questions important? Because we want you to flip through. This is what I do. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just thinking about weight right now, right? But we want you, and this is what I do. I flip through my calendar and I look at like all the things that happened in June. I went to DSB. Like I hit a major financial goal in June as well. I also had a ton of stress because my son went overseas to work with his dad and I was like really missing him and I was worried about some things with him. So I was coaching myself a lot about that. And I feel like that took a lot of great mindset work. And I'm really proud of the work I did in these other areas. So go ahead and jot down, think about June. Think about what you did, whether you trained for DSB, you know, what else was going on for a lot of people. It was the beginning of summer. Did you attend the summer reset thing? Did you set some goals there? Did you start showing up differently? Write them all down so you get a whole comprehensive idea of what the last month was about for you. Because it's never just about what we're doing with our eating. Our eating always takes place within a greater context of our lives. So I wrote financial freedom, commitment to enjoying my life now, losing the extra weight for my quality of life and longevity. I was on the plane for DSB and I saw a lady who was struggling to put her little roller up over her seat on the airplane. And that made a huge impression on me. And it just reconfirmed for me that, you know, my weight is always about like quality of life and connecting with a joyful life, which is what I really want. Okay. And then I feel like my legs are stronger because of DSB. I've been walking so much and doing much longer walks. I have less pain in my feet and legs. I feel pretty great in my body right now, which is awesome. Okay. So let's move on to the data review. So here, this is the part where you want to take out your habit tracker and If you have incomplete data, it's fine. Now that you've kind of mentally reviewed June for a comprehensive idea of what was going on, you can glance down at your habit data and just see, like, where do you notice things are blank or you have a lot of X's where you didn't follow certain things? Okay. If you have the actual data, go ahead and put the number of times you did it over the number of days that you tracked. So if you didn't track all the days, you don't divide by 30. You just divide by the number of days. So you can see here, Coach Heather, the deep dive data coach, did not keep a habit tracker last month. But I do, in the planner that I keep, I do track just a few things daily. So I went back when I filled out the scale, the self-rating scale. So if you don't have actual data, use the self-rating scale. So a 1 or a 2 means there's room for improvement. You did not hit your goal that you expected to hit with any one of these different metrics. So you can see making a 24-hour plan, following the plan, and assessing the plan. I did it every day. Like, that is just so on lock for me. Doable hunger. I'm doing this little thing with myself where I keep track of my allowed urges and discovery worksheets. So I just counted all those and I saw, like, I'm doing pretty good with allowing urges, but I did have some overeats. And I think that because I gained weight, that is one place where I know I need to do better. Okay. So also successful urges worksheets. I did not track that. If you're tracking it, go ahead and put that in. And then of course, in the right-hand column, you got your water, your sleep, your workouts, if you're tracking those, any self-development, if you track that, and then the number of discovery worksheets. So I gave myself a 4 because I tracked every overeat by filling out a discovery worksheet. And I feel amazing about that. I'm super proud of myself. Okay. So don't fuss too much with this. You kind of, like, you were there living your life. You know which things are pretty much on lock and not in the way of weight loss. And you know the things that are in the way of weight loss. So go ahead and put your ratings or your percentages there. And now you're going to take a step back and you're really going to look at your data. So for me, the things that stand out, I have 2 3s on here. I have nothing lower than 3. I have 2 3s. So that's doable hunger and sleep. So I can tend to, like, have good sleep for like 3 days and then I have not great sleep. So I'm working on being a better sleeper, and that, though, is secondary to my doable hunger. So in my mind, I thought that I was hitting more eating to satisfied, but the number up here that shows that I gained is showing me that I'm over-indexing what satisfied is. So in other words, I'm finishing my meal. And I'm saying, yeah, I ate to satisfied because I don't have that many discovery worksheets, but my data is showing me I'm not losing weight. And this is probably the most common thing that we run into. Okay. We are saying that we're eating to satisfied, but we are, yes, I'll go over the percentage. We're saying that we're eating to satisfied, but we're still overeating. If we're overeating more than not, we are gaining weight. Okay. So yeah, the percentages, when you look at your habit tracker, the first thing to do is count how many days you tracked. That's your denominator. That's the number underneath the division sign, right? And then how many days you hit your target or met the expectation for that metric is your numerator. So you take the top number, divide it by the bottom number, and that will give you your percentage that you are doing it. Does that help, Ms. Kelly? Okay. Moving on. Now, stepping back from the data, you see what stands out, what needs work, and we're going to do a keep, stop, start. So on the left-hand side, what do you want to keep doing? So this is where you go and you look at your fours, right? Or your really high percentages, your 84 to 100% plus, right? Those are like locked in. And don't write them all, but write the ones that you think really are helping you. Like for me, making a plan is like breathing. I don't even give myself credit for making a plan because that's not where my work is. So I am going to give myself credit though for drinking my water because that wasn't always there. And I want to confirm that this is probably really helping me, especially in the summer heat. So for myself, it was, I want to keep exercising. I want to keep doing my discovery worksheets. And I want to keep doing my weekly deep dive data worksheet. So when I weigh in, this is another worksheet. If you haven't done it, it's my baby. I created it last year and a lot of people like it. It helps you on your weigh-in day, look at just the previous 7 days and the habits, like a mini one of this. And it just kind of keeps you like without waiting for the whole month to go by before you kind of look at your data and look at what's going on. Okay. That really works well for me. You guys are going to have three things, okay, that you're going to keep doing. The middle column, okay, put on your scientist hat, look at your data. I know this sheet is not in the planner, but it's fine. We can all print it out. I'm sure it will be part of the new planner whenever that comes out. So this is where you really want to like make your best scientific guess based on what you know to be true. What's going to move the needle for you? What could you try to start doing? So this is a do goal. So this is specifically actions or actions that you could start doing to help you. So for myself, since I thought I was eating dissatisfied, but I'm still gaining weight, I'm going to change the definition of what I eat to. And instead of satisfied, I'm going to pull it back to eating to neutralize hunger. See, satisfied for me means like I can kind of feel the mass in my stomach without my stomach stretching, because stretching to me is like full. Satisfied, I can feel some mass in my stomach. If I'm eating to neutralize hunger, now these are just my personal definitions. It's going to be different for everyone. But I'm thinking to myself, all right, how can I really direct myself to just take a fewer bites at any time I eat? And I'm going to think about it like this. I'm going to eat to neutralize hunger. So you come up with what you think is going to work best for you. Number two, I know I can't be perfect with eating to neutralize hunger. So I'm going to give myself 2 days or two meals that I actually do eat to satisfied and see if that combination of 5 out of 7 eat to neutralize hunger and 2 out of 7 eat to enough or satisfied will help move the scale needle for me for July. And then the third idea I came up with was to journal daily about why I want to lose weight more than I want those extra bites of food, to kind of get ahead of it and get my brain thinking about my goal in the morning. Third column is based on the data, what are the three habits or behaviors you'd like to try to stop doing? Okay, so for me, my brain tends to go to, well, you should exercise more. You should eat better foods. And for me, as somebody who tends to overdo, I know if I make it easier, it will be more sustainable. And I don't have to have that old shitty thought, why are things so hard for me? It's my my signature shitty. Okay, so that's done. Now, let's go over to, let's see. Let me stop sharing my screen. I'm going to take a look. Does anybody, based on their data, have a question about what to work on? Go ahead and raise your hand. It's under, let's see, reactions, I believe. No, what's it under, Betsy? I don't see a hair. This looks different. But you can go ahead and raise your hand if you want any coaching. Otherwise, we're going to go on to my teaching segment. Okay, this is your chance. Anyone? All right. Raise hand is under more. That's weird. I don't, oh, here it is. No? I don't have a more button, so I guess I can't raise my own hand in my own Zoom. Okay, I don't see anybody. Do I? No. All right, let's move on to the teaching concept. So I wanted to teach you guys a concept before you start planning. Like, think about my perspective, right? Like, I gained weight. I meant to lose. I see this happening in the membership. I see it happening with me. It can tend to feel very demoralizing right now. Like, well, I didn't get the result I wanted. This isn't working for me. And then I know for a lot of you, you're going on vacation and you all have a lot of shitty thoughts about vacation coming up and how hard it's going to be and how you want to drink and how can you have weight loss in July when you have all the summer vacations happening, right? This is just your habit brain being a habit brain. It's very normal. Okay. So I want to focus you in a different way before you start planning for July. When you allow the old shitties to come in, it's an unnecessary tolerance for discomfort. You kind of like, the idea is, let's all think all the shitty thoughts about everything happening so that we can feel bad before we expect to feel bad. And when you do this, you insulate yourself against negative emotion by indulging in it all the time. Like, you think, oh, if I just feel bad now, then when it happens, I won't be disappointed on August 1st when I do this again. And what I want to point out to you is this is a habit of feeling bad, feeling demoralized and feeling like things are hard. This is optional. If y'all want to lose weight and feel good, you have to stop indulging in this habit. Okay. It's time to start using the think, feel, do that we all know and start directing your thoughts on purpose in order to get ahead of your habit of struggling. Okay. So let me explain what I mean by that. You normalize your feeling good by practicing ahead of your day before you plan. Okay. Normalize feeling good instead of normalize feeling bad. Okay. So you're like, wait, what is she talking about? Remember that. Now here's where I'm going to give you directions on how to do this. Okay. Think about you at your goal weight. I want you to close your eyes. Think about you. Think about, like, you could even just think about yourself feeling slightly, like weighing slightly less at the end of the month, having your pants feel a little bit looser. Like, I really want you to get visceral with this. Close your eyes. Picture yourself somewhere. Picture yourself putting on the clothes. Okay. What is it that you think you're finally going to be able to feel when you lose the weight in July that you want to lose? I want a one word feeling. For me, it's freedom. It's always freedom. Okay. Write down your word in your journal. How do you think losing weight will help you feel that you're after that you can't feel now? Okay. This word that is coming up, it's literally percolating up, is part of who you are. This is what you're looking for in probably everything in your life. Okay. And what I'm suggesting to you is that you generate this feeling when you make your daily plan in the morning. so that you can think some thoughts on purpose to feel that feeling and look at your day for opportunities to feel that feeling. Okay. Look at your, you know, like if it's a Tuesday and you're working and you have an opportunity to go out for lunch, like if you want to feel confident, what would you need to be thinking in order to feel confident going out for lunch? Okay. This is how we practice and normalize feeling good, feeling the way that we want to feel. If you can generate that in the morning when you're kind of sleepy and impressionable and you don't have a lot of static or interference getting in the way, think about like you already got momentum going in the direction of how you want to feel. And then when you meet the moment that you visualized early in the morning, like you're like, ah, I do feel confident. This is amazing. I'm losing weight. I wanted to feel confident today. I thought I would feel confident. And look at me. I actually do feel confident. This is weight loss that feels amazing. You see? So stop, take the focus off confirming problems or struggle or you being something that you don't want to be. And I want you instead to focus on how you do want to feel and what you do want to be and what's available to you each day on the way down the scale. Joy. I love joy. Joy is such a great word. Yes. Okay. So I want to just tell you a little story to give you an example about how this was working, how I came up with this idea. So as you know, July is the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge. And I made like a super like specific plan as a coach. Like I have all my tools. I'm excited. I'm like really visualizing what I'm going to do, how I'm going to meet each day. And my brain offered me a memory from back when I was 28. It was like 1998. It was July and I had decided, I had spent the whole month by myself. My husband at the time was traveling and I was to go see him at the beginning of August. And I said, I was, full diet mentality, full restriction mode. I was like, I'm going to lose all this weight and then I'm going to go show up and be skinny. Now, remember, this is not no BS thinking. This is 28-year-old, zero tools, no coaching experience at all. So I restricted like crazy. Like I ate shitty salads. I parceled out like two little mini Tootsie Rolls to myself each day. I counted all my calories. It felt like gripping. It felt austere. It felt like I was barely holding on to something that I really wanted. You see, I was practicing feeling bad. I was practicing restriction. Okay. So I lose all the weight. Okay. I do it that way. I had a young metabolism. Like it didn't come off that hard. Right. So I got to travel. My husband freaked out. It felt really, really good. I remember I was in Newport, Rhode Island and it was a few days later and it was kind of like, oh, I guess this is the new normal now, you know? And I had ordered a shitty salad, just like I had been eating all July. And my, I'll never forget this. My brain said, I don't want to live this way because my brain thought the only way to stay at that weight was through austerity, restriction, deprivation, clinging, neediness, and desperation. So I could not possibly see that I could enjoy a life at my goal weight. And I think this is true for many of you. And you know, the truth is, when I was a smoker, I used to think I could not relax without smoking, that I couldn't deal with stress without having a cigarette. And guess what? I was wrong. Life is so much better without cigarettes. Like being an 80s kid, that's what we did. We all smoked. I was mistaken. So this month, when you have that little voice that comes up like, oh, I'm clinging on to this. This is so hard. What if you're mistaken? I used to think the same thing about drinking. I had fatty liver disease. high diabetes, and I was drinking too much wine for the last years of my first marriage. I did not like the person that I was, and I believed that I had to have wine to make it through my day, to be social and not be shy, to get through my life. Guess what? I was fucking mistaken. And I just want to, I tell you this story because it is so important for you to question that voice. Your brain is just trying to make you aware of previous thinking and pass it off as important. It's not important. So your job, so this is what I did. The old shitty was, I don't want to live like this, meaning the way that I lost the weight. So my work is, and if you have an old shitty of your own about your limiting belief about weight loss and what's possible for you, you take that old shitty and you turn it into your work to tell the new and true story about why you're mistaken. So for me, that is, I need to tell myself deliberately every day why I love living my life the no BS way. I had a goddamn chocolate croissant for breakfast, and I know I can lose weight as long as I eat it when I'm hungry and I stop at neutral in July. Okay. There's so much amazing stuff about being a no BS woman. We just kind of like forget about it and only focus on our problems. Let's flood the brain with all the reasons why we love our lifestyle, why we love, how we can go to any restaurant. We can order freaking anything off the menu that we want. You got to make it real intentional about how you're loving the lifestyle and how it is sustainable and how when that happens, you love like applying discernment to when and how much you will eat. Okay. So that's your my little teaching moment for you. It's practicing positive expectation. So part of my work for July is going to be, and I'll show you on the monthly plan, which we're going to go to next. What I'm going to do is every morning, I'm going to write down all the ways I'm going to feel, because my core feeling, that was the first part, you identified the feeling that you want, is freedom. So you see, it makes sense. Back then in 98, I thought I couldn't be free to enjoy myself at my goal weight. And so I opted out. I just started eating more. But now I know I can have freedom. I was mistaken. There is a way to work like enjoyment and freedom into goal weight for me. And I've got to tell that story lushly instead of listening to any of the old shitties. Okay. So I'm going to give you all about 10 minutes. I want you to finish any worksheet that you haven't yet finished. That could be the monthly planning and assessment call. You can journal on the concepts that I was talking about. If you have questions on that, put it in the Q&A. I'm going to start the clock now. Okay, so go ahead and do some of that. Do some journaling. You can even start filling out your monthly plan for July. We have a question. Is in control a feeling that is positive? Yeah. If you, she said, she's saying she feels out of control when she overeats. In the end, she wants to feel like she knows how to stop at the right place. And that is control to me. Yeah. That's like agency over your life and your actions. That's really what freedom is about. The freedom to make decisions for you that make you feel good. This is what we forget in weight loss. We are supposed to feel good. And the only way that's going to happen is if you guys do that on purpose and direct your brain ahead of things. Great question. So for any question, any feeling that you want to feel when you're making your daily plan, you ask yourself, what would I need to be thinking or doing today to feel that way, to feel the way I want to ahead of hitting my goal weight? Stacey, I'm going to answer your question when we're done with the worksheet. If you have a question, put it in the Q&A box, or you can raise your hand. I'm going to give you guys about 2 more minutes. Again, if you have questions, put them in the Q&A or raise your hand. Okay, 1 more minute. All right, I'm going to start with a couple of the written questions. Stacy asked, when I see that my data of saying I did doable hunger more than 83% for all meals, but didn't lose anything, the shitty thought I have is I can't be honest with myself Any ideas for how to change this? Yeah, you take that shitty thought and your solution is always engineered inside of the thought. This is why you need your shitty thoughts and you should never just ignore them. So here's the solution for you, Stacy. How can you figure out how to be honest with yourself? Are you willing to be honest with yourself? It's okay. You're just like, it sounds to me like, just like me, you're over-indexing what is satisfied because you're used to eating that amount. So you think it's a little bit less and you thought it would be enough to have you lose weight. Well, the numbers don't support it. So talk to yourself slightly differently about what your enough is. So in the morning, when you're thinking about your day, you're going to say, you know, I always find a way to figure out what an honest assessment of enough is. I'm willing to try a lot of different things, whether that's leaving two bites, doing the halftime method. This is all in the Drop It Like It's Hot course. There's four different ways that you can try to like figure it out. Okay. I'm eating to neutral 5 out of 7 days for the month of July. So, and then I'm telling myself a lush story about how all my freedom that I'm after is on the other side of being willing to drop my idea of what enough is because I'm overfeeding myself. I don't want to overfeed my body. It's taxing on my body. Does it make me feel good? Right? Makes me feel like I could be have more freedom in a body who that weighs less. So try that. It's very common. It's very normal. Use your four N's. Notice your thought, normalize it. It's normal to think that. And then the fact is, what I've been calling satisfied is actually still probably slightly overeating. Let's test it out by being willing to eat a little bit less. And then your next new thought is, I'm figuring out what my next amount of satisfied is in order to lose weight. Okay. Next question, how do you practice feeling confident or proud of what you're working on now when it's so much easier to think what you should be doing that is so much further down the line? Okay, this is exactly what I was talking about. This is like normalizing feeling like crap. Why is it easier to feel like crap? Because it's a way of being for so many of us. That's not normal. It isn't normal to feel terrible by thinking things that make you feel terrible. You get to feel confident now. So you just bring it down to your daily plan in the morning. You write confidence on your plan. And then for everything you plan to eat, you think of a thought that helps you feel confident. Like, all my agency lies in today and the decisions I make at each moment with when and how much to eat. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? That's where all your results happen, in the now. And you can feel confident about that because they're not far off. Tomorrow never comes. It's just a string of nows, right? And the past doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. Think about this. If weight loss is like you putting in a direction, like an address for a GPS, does the GPS say, excuse me, I need to know how many times you've been to this other place before and where you've been before now? No. And also, I want to know other places you may go after this trip. Doesn't matter. Totally doesn't matter. You just stay with the now, stay with yourself, and just think, I'm a badass. I'm figuring this out. I'm in the best weight loss program in America, in the world. I think it's the world. I can feel confident. I've got amazing coaches, amazing Facebook groups, amazing ask coaches. Like, any help I need, I have. I get to feel like the shit about this. And I get to have fun and not feel terrible in the process. Yeah. Okay. Does a protocol count as a plan? No, a protocol is like a template. So it kind of like makes planning easier because you kind of have a general idea of what you want to do. But the specific day is your plan. Normally, Like if you're on vacation and you just say, well, I'm just going to use my protocol and rinse and repeat that each and every day, that's cool. You can totally do that. But generally, I would say you create the protocol so that you it makes planning each day easier, like with a drink protocol or something, right? Okay. Excuse me. Okay, let's all drink some water. Okay. Lately, data feels like an exposure of my true failures. How can I get back to believing in the data? Okay, Cheryl, your job is the four N's. Okay, remember, negative expectation. You've habitualized feeling like shit. So when this old shitty comes up, you're like, yeah, that's how it is. Right? You're like, no, I get to feel good. I no longer practice feeling like shit. I no longer practice telling myself I'm a failure. If you want to feel good losing weight, like how many of you want to feel good losing weight and drop, like my story, all that old shitty feeling of losing weight? Yes. Look at all those hearts and emojis. You don't have to feel like shit. So refuse to think you're a failure. If you think you're a failure, you're going to expand on that. And all your focus is on confirming that you are something that you don't want to be. I want you to change your focus and focus on what you do want to be, which is here's a good thought. I'm learning how to be successful. I'm learning how to figure this out. I no longer fucking call myself a failure. Like, okay, Cheryl, here's a good one for you. Pretend your 8 to 10-year-old self is sitting there on the kitchen counter facing you. And she's saying this to you. Data feels like an exposure of my true failures. How can I believe in data? You would be like, you're not a failure. Data is neutral. Data is here to help us figure out what's happening. And the narrative that we put on that data is our own desire to feel good in the process. So data's there, and then we tell ourselves a good story about how to work with the data to make it an enjoyable month. Okay. I hope that helps. Remember, your inner person is impressionable and she hears everything that you say. Just because you've normalized not feeling good doesn't mean that you can't change that habit from today and just say, I'm never going to talk to myself like that again. I am not a failure. Okay. Last question. When you plan to eat to neutral 5 days a week, do you plan the exact days you will do that? Why, yes, I do. I have. So I looked at my week and I have, so burger night with sweet potato fries is Wednesday for Coach Heather. And then pizza night, I grew up in Connecticut. We have the best pizza in the whole country. Friday night in all of Connecticut, everyone has pizza. And that, I just continue on that tradition. It's my favorite food. So those are my two delightful meals that I most enjoy during the week. So when I'm going to eat to satisfied, like a little bit more than neutral, I'm going to eat to satisfied. I did that last night with pizza. Okay. So it just depends on how big the pizza is. I don't really like say how many slices. I really just check in with my stomach. So the other nights, I know I'm only eating to neutral and I'm going to do my best to do that. I mean, I'm not going to be perfect at it, but I'm really looking forward to this. Like you guys get to say like, this could be hard. Yeah. It could be challenging. Yeah. I won't get it right all the time, but I get to enjoy the potential results that this all gives me. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Holly has been raising her hand. I'm going to bring her up. Holly, get ready. Yes, you can eat pizza and still lose weight. Absolutely. Yes. New Haven pizza is the best. Yes, it is. So Holly, I don't know. Do you, Oh, she declined. Okay. She had her hand up by mistake. All right. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Give me a second. I want to show you this final worksheet, which is your monthly plan. Okay. So you should be seeing the monthly plan here. Yeah. So this is where you're going to take your keep, stop, start from your monthly plan and assessment. And you're going to really hone in on one or two of those, or, I mean, you get to decide it the way that you want to bring over here. You're just going to transfer it over here, into your monthly plan. And here's where you can also put in elements of the teaching that I gave you. So here's your habits that you're going to focus on. You can use keep, stop, start here. Okay. You can use your core desired feeling that we talked about. For me, it was freedom. For some of you, it was confidence, whatever. The middle section says, how do these habits help me maintain my weight? This question is important because, like, for example, the eating to neutral, you know, my strategy. I know it's going to, this is maintenance. This is the maintenance one. I pulled up the maintenance one. Anyway, this and the regular planner will say, oh, will help me lose my weight. For those of you who don't know, we have a maintenance course and we have a maintenance planner. And I guess when I pulled it up, I pulled up the maintenance planner. So, which is, it's great news for those of us in maintenance. We can have the words that ring true for us. But for those of you who are losing weight, it will say, how did these habits help me lose my weight? So for me, I know experimenting with eating to neutral and loving that and embracing it as like the key to my freedom with weight loss. See, there's my key word, my key emotion. Is going to help me release weight because I'll eat less. It's very simple, right? And then you're going to list your obstacles, challenges, or excuses. So for many of you, this will involve perhaps your vacation. Like my habit brain is sending me thoughts that it's going to be challenging to lose weight on vacation. And then you can write every day, I will write about why this is an amazing opportunity for me to figure out how to lose weight even on vacation. I always carry my stomach with me everywhere I go, something like that. Okay. Any other challenges or excuses? Like I would put for me that one, like I used to think I didn't want to live at, a restricted lifestyle with goal weight. So my job this month is to tell myself how much I love my no BS lifestyle, that it isn't restriction at all. It isn't austere. It isn't any of those things that I used to think it was. I just haven't told that story enough. So I know if I tell that story 31 mornings in July, I will end up at the end of July, a different person believing different things are possible. Just like before I gave up smoking and before I gave up drinking, I didn't think that I would enjoy my life without them. And now I cannot imagine a life with them still in my life. Okay. So you guys can work on the details of when you'll complete your daily 24-hour plan and commit to it. Remember, this isn't a compliance thing. This is you committing by choice to give sustained focus. I don't care whether or not you're vacationing. It doesn't matter. Think what a rock star you will feel if you just eat when you're hungry and stop it enough on vacation and lose weight. Amazing. I did that in Italy. As you know, I like chocolate croissants. When I was in Italy, I had a big one every morning. This was years ago when I was in diet mentality, and I was shocked when I came home and I was 5 pounds lighter. And it's because I was enjoying myself. Like That's why being on vacation is amazing, because you don't have any stress hormones. You're not at work. Like, you're having fun. And if you just wait for hunger and stop it enough and eat the shit you like your body is going to be like, yes, why would I hang on to this weight? I feel peaceful. I feel happy. There's no stress here. I don't need to hang on to weight. Like, what if going on vacation is your superpower to lose weight? So you have to tell that story in order to make it possible. Okay. So I've done a lot of talking on this call. Let's see. There's one more question before we end. And then if anybody wants coaching, this is your chance. Otherwise, we'll get out of here a couple minutes early. I'd like to know more about the idea of eating to neutral. So neutral, like we used to do a hunger chart, which was like hungry was like -1 to -10. And then like fullness was like +1 to +10. And like neutral was right at that zero mark. And that's how we used to talk about hunger. We don't talk about it like that anymore because the numbers were just very confusing to people. But I do think it's relatable to everybody to understand that neutral is just the absence of hunger, but it's also the absence of kind of feeling any kind of fullness or mass in your stomach. That at least that's what it's like for me. Everybody defines it differently. So whatever, if you are think you're following doable hunger 5 or more days per week and you're still not losing weight, you are probably still overeating and calling it satisfied or enough. So one way to change that food expectation is to talk to yourself differently about it. So this is what I'm doing. I'm saying, well, I'm going to stop just short of satisfied. I'm going to stop at a neutral stomach. And I do apply the halftime method, which is explained by Kathy Hartman in the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge. And so you can go there for that video in-depth explanation. But basically for me, as soon as I feel like I'm at neutral, I put my fork down. You know how when you're at a restaurant, your parents told you, like, you put the tines of your fork down and you lay it diagonally across the plate? That's what I do. Because that's like my visual to give me the suggestion, the visual suggestion. I really probably am at enough. And then I set the timer for at least 10, ideally 15 or 20 minutes. Because for me, I do believe it's always been the case that it takes me probably longer than the typical person to feel the equivalent fullness to the food that's just dropped into my stomach. And that's probably because I did so much restrictive dieting in my life. It can kind of mess up your hunger hormones a little bit and cause your perception of enough or fullness to be delayed a little bit. So that's why the halftime method works so well. So my words I use is eat to neutral, wait 10, 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes I get up, I leave my plate. And sure enough, I get distracted. I start cleaning the kitchen or whatever. And when the timer goes off, I'm like, yeah, I feel more full now. I feel more of a sense of satiety than I did when I had that last bite of food. So stopping at neutral lets me stop, pause, and let that satiety signal kick in. Instead of stopping in the present moment of enough, then 10 minutes later, I feel too full. I think that's what's been happening. You see what I'm saying? But like, just get real curious about how you can talk to yourself about what you're doing and the different actions that you can do to help yourself, and then love what you're doing. Don't make it some sad story about struggle. Nope, we're not doing that. Okay, one more question, then we're out of here. When I stop at neutral, when I stop at neutral at dinner, I'm frequently hungry 5 hours later, perfectly normal, I think, when I'm about to go to bed. I don't like eating that late, messes up my sleep, but sometimes being hungry also disturbs sleep. Well, are you just thinking it disturbs sleep, or does it actually disturb sleep? Because here's what happens. If you go to bed slightly hungry, your blood sugar in your blood is getting a little bit low. So your body's always going to want you to eat some food. So it's going to send you some hunger, slight hunger signals, instead of having to tap into fat burning, right? So that's why you feel hunger. Now, if you just go to sleep, your body knows you're asleep and it's just going to start fat burning. So really, sleep should not be disturbed at all. Like every night we go to sleep, our blood sugar dips and we go into some form of fat burning. It's usually happening like you're burning some of the blood sugar and you're burning some of the fat. So it shouldn't disturb your sleep. But if you think it does, that's probably why. Like we don't die in our sleep because our blood sugar gets low, right? I mean, maybe it's different if you have a medical diagnosis, right? But for most of us, our bodies are designed to perfectly work to fuel ourselves through the night so that we wake up. Okay. So, oh my gosh, thank you so much for allowing me to talk all the way through. All right. If you have any questions on anything that I've gone over, bring it to Ask Coaches today. We'll be in there answering your questions. I hope you're so excited for July. I'm going to be sharing my goals and drop it like it's hot. Don't forget to use the hashtag drop it like it's hot hashtag in Facebook. You can also merge your drop it like it's hot goals into this monthly worksheet just for some continuity between the challenge and your goal for July. I recommend that you do that too. Thank you, Betsy, so much for supporting everybody on the call. You're amazing. Everybody, thanks for showing up, and I'll see you soon. Bye.